Welcome to your daily devotional for October 24th. Basic principles of Christ regarding civil unions. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8 reads, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." A recent statement has been made regarding civil unions by Pope Francis, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church. And this has caused no small debate. It would seem to me that the intentions of his thinking are to provide for civil unions as civil protections for individuals living in homosexual sin and an avenue for them to see their sin and seek help in the church. But this is philosophy and empty deceit of the first order. But you have not so learned Christ. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Instead, all churches ought to be preaching what the Bible says, in calling out sin in all its forms, that sinners might be urged to repentance. No church should be making folks comfortable in their sin and sinful lifestyle. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20 reads, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." The lack of definition of sin is how we got to the place of normalization of deviation and perversion of God's definition of marriage found in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24, and affirmed by Jesus in Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 through 6. Christian friend, let us think according to the mind of Christ and not the basic principles of the world, which accept and even celebrate sinful lifestyles. There are two things I would like you to take away from this. First, we're all sinners saved by grace by the blood of Christ. Bible-believing Christians do not hate anyone, but they love fellow sinners enough to share God's truth, thereby hoping to save sinners from a life of misery. Second, the churches of God must not compromise his message. Read your Bible for yourself and take no man's word for anything. In worship where God's word is truthfully and unabashedly preached and taught.